What is rich? What is poor? What is healthy? What is unhealthy? But the real question is, what the hell is a protein? So this episode comes from a disagreement, not seeing eye to eye on a conversation that me and my wife Katie both had when we were talking about a protein source for our kids. And I got so frustrated that I came up with this formula to turn protein into a number. And so that's what this episode is about, is actually how you're able to look at protein as not so much if it is a protein or not a protein, but how much protein is it? And so if you want to make a logical decision and say this is a protein because it is 50% protein, rather than it's not a protein or is a protein, you're going to like this episode. So if you like it, please share it with an entrepreneur, share with somebody who needs to hear it. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis.
You want to know why I love numbers? I love numbers because I am an emotional human being. And when left to my emotions, I make some really stupid decisions. I have some really stupid thoughts and I feel really overwhelmed. And so when it comes to like running my business, for example, I love tracking numbers and data, things like cost per lead, cost per show, closing percentages, lifetime value of customers, cost to acquire customers. And especially at the end of the month, I love to look at my revenue. I love to look at my expenses and see what the profit is in there. Because based on those numbers, I'm able to make a logical decision to move forward in my business. Now, what does that have to do with protein? Well, when it comes to food, I'm very emotional. And I was like, man, I'm tired of making these emotional decisions, feeling these emotional feelings of whether I feel like I should eat this, whether I shouldn't eat this. Does it actually help me? And so I made it my goal to turn food into numbers. And so that's what I'm going to share with you today, is how I turned protein into a percentage. And really, the question you have to ask yourself is, whether something is a protein or not is not the right question, but it's how much of a protein is it? And so what I'm going to share with you is I'm going to share with you my protein list. And so this protein list is something that I've compiled so you can actually have a chart, and you can have a way to actually compare one source of protein versus another. And instead of you looking at something like, I think it's a protein, I assume it's a protein, the internet says it's a protein, you actually can just literally with numbers say, you know what? It is 50% protein, or it's 90% protein, or whatever that protein percentage is. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you my protein list. Now, if you actually want this protein list, you can go to everythinggoesmyway.com/protein, and you can download this list absolutely free. This list is super cool. It's all the proteins that are at least 50% plus protein in the world. Yes, in the world. And if there's things on here that I missed, please reach out to me. Let me know. But this list is based on percentages. So you'll see here that there's different tiers based on protein percentages. And so before we dive really too deep, I'm actually just going to walk you through an example here. So let's scroll here down the protein list. Oh, let's use beef jerky. So this is a good one. Now, this is actually zero sugar beef jerky. So you can find beef jerky in gas stations. You can find it in grocery stores. You can pretty much find it anywhere. Zero sugar, probably a grocery store, maybe the internet. But let's go ahead and let's look at the ingredients, the back of the label. So remember when you were a kid and you were learning the triangle and you were of food, looking at the bottom, like there's the breads, and then the next layer is like the, so I think it was like breads and grains, and then next one was like meat, I think, and then fruits, and then vegetables, and the very top was sweets. There's some order like that, right? Well, also, I'm sure you learned about nutrition labels. So the back of a label, there's these little charts on almost all foods, and it gives you a long description of vitamins and minerals and micronutrients and macronutrients. And so do you remember when you were like in math class and you had like problem, like story problems, and your teacher told you to go through and start crossing out all of the data or all the information, all the sentences that don't make sense for what the question was asking? Well, that's what we're going to do here as well. So we're going to go through here and we're going to cross out all of this information, because at this very case, because we're trying to solve for protein percentage, what is a protein, we're getting rid of all this information except for three variables. Those three variables are going to be the total amount of fat, the total carbohydrates, and the total amount of protein. So what we're going to do here is we're going to pull up our handy-dandy calculator, and this percentage is how we're going to be able to come up with a percentage is based on a really simple formula. And that's going to be, we're going to take protein, and we're going to divide it into fat plus carbohydrates plus protein. Okay? So let's do an example here. So look at total fat here. First thing let's come up with the total amount of fats, and then carbohydrates plus 0 plus 14. So there's 15.5 grams of fats, carbohydrates, and protein. Now, you might be asking, why those three numbers, Logan? Well, think of it like our fats, carbohydrates, and proteins are our macronutrients. Those macronutrients equal calories. And so calories are a unit of measurement. So very similar to we look at like dollars as our unit of measurement when it comes to money. Then we have quarters, nickels, and dimes add up to dollars. And so in this case, instead of having coins, we're using macros. So that's how we came up with our 15.5 grams. And now, because we're solving for protein, we're going to take 14 and we're going to divide that into 15.5. And we're going to get 9, or we're going to multiply that by 100, excuse me. And we're going to get 90% protein. So zero sugar, beef jerky is 90% protein. Did you know that, right? Handy dandy source of protein that's almost available anywhere. No prepping, no cooking, no anything. So is that good? Well, it's just 90% protein. It's not good or bad. That's just what it is. But we're trying to compare things, right? So let's go back and let's compare. Let's compare to something that's maybe on the other end of the spectrum. Let's scroll down here on this protein list. And let's go to my protinders. My protinders are things that people think are proteins, but they're less than 50% protein. So let's take a protein bar, for example. So protein bars are a great example because this whole protein list came up because me and my wife were fighting over what a protein is. She's like, protein bars, it's a protein. I said, Katie, it's not a protein. And so this is how the list became. So let's actually do the math on this. So we have a protein bar. We have our total fat right here is 9 grams. Our total carbohydrates is 21, and our protein is 21. So let's add those all up. So we have 9 grams of fat plus 21 grams of carbs plus 21 grams of proteins. We have 51 total grams. And again, we're solving for proteins. We'll take 21. Now, if we wanted to solve for carbohydrates, we could do 21 as well. Or if we wanted to solve for just fat, we could take 9 into 51 and figure out what the percentage of fat is, right? But again, because in this case, we're solving for protein because protein is the best, the very, very best. We're going to take 21 divided by 51, and it's going to equal that plus 100 because we want to display this as a percentage. It's 41% protein. So the question you ask yourself is, if you're looking for a better protein source, right? You're looking for a premier protein source, would you take the 41% protein or would you take the 90% protein in beef jerky? Why don't they call it protein beef jerky? I'm confused, right? And so again, this protein list is super, super cool, and it allows you to actually base your decision on a protein source, if you're looking for a protein source, on data rather than just assuming things. So again, you can get this list at everythinggoesmyway.com/protein. But again, all the proteins in the world that are at least 50% plus protein are on this list. And I have a couple notables of what I call protenders that are less than 50% protein. So we could take another example. Let's go to tier 2 here. So something like sliced chicken breast, right? Or sliced turkey breast. Go down to ingredients. All right, so let's do it together here. So we have our total number of fat. It's 1 gram. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to solve for total number of grams of fats, carbohydrates, and protein plus 1 plus 8. So we have 10 total grams. And yes, I can do this math in my head, but I wanted to show you exactly how to do it. So I don't want to assume things. And so again, we're solving for protein. So we have 8 here. So 8 divided by 10. I know you knuckleheads think you can do mental math. But we're just going to put everything on here. And we're going to come up with 80% protein. So there you go. And you can literally take anything. You can go to your pantry right now, and you can pull out anything, and this math equation will work. And you'll start to see how much protein or how much not protein is in your pantry right now. And so you can take things like chips. You can take things that are below 50%. You just have a better idea of whether something is a protein or not. And what you'll realize is that things that are marketed as protein or a good source of protein, when you put it on to this percentage and express it as a percentage of protein versus what else is in it, you might have some revelations. So if you got a lot of value from this and you have some thoughts, let me know. Comment down below. Super curious. If you want more videos like this, let me know.